Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell, Willie P. in for Carl. We are your home for Atlanta United, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Radio.com app. The MLS is back. Tournament begins for our side on Saturday night, as we take on the New York Red Bulls. Pregame at 5:30, kickoff just after 8. Now, it's our pleasure to welcome in on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Anton Walks, our right back, guy who started, played the full 90 in our first two MLS matches of the season before the pandemic shut things down. Anton, thanks so much for joining us. How's things in Orlando?
We've settled very quickly here. It's been a good few days, you know, being back in amongst each other, especially with, you know, the games getting started. So, yeah, we're back in the groove of things, so we're looking forward to the weekend.
We got Anton back in 17, and then he was back in the UK. Now we got him back. And again, welcome back to the USA, just in time for this blank show, Anton. Man, how stir crazy have you been the last couple of months?
Yeah, it's been very hectic, but, you know, it's good to be back. You know, this is what comes with what's going on this year, which has been, you know, quite a roller coaster. But being back here, being back with the team, it's been something which, you know, I've completely enjoyed anyway.
What's the most difficult thing about what they're asking you to do as far as the regulations and the stuff involving adhering to the bubble?
It's definitely being away from family. I think that's the main thing right now. I think if you probably ask a few of the other players, they'll probably say the same thing. It's definitely the distance away from the family and being isolated. I think here you just go back to your room and, you know, you can be around your team, but ultimately, being around the family is where you completely, you know, switch off and get to take your mind off of things.
It is Anton Walks with his guys on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We spoke with your boss, Darren Eales, about life in the bubble. So what did you do last night? You watched the Orlando match?
Oh, yes, we did. We did. You know, I think you might have seen, you know, a few of the guys who got together and just, you know, tried to make a stance on some of the things which have been going outside of the sport, and, you know, we got together, which was good, and, you know, we've got good feedback and good interaction with loads of fans and loads of people.
What does it mean to have that commitment, not only from your fellow players, but also from the league itself, to make sure that those issues not only are heard, but something positive is done about them?
It's really important. I think, you know, what goes on, it affects many people outside of the game. I think that was the main thing and the most important thing, that, you know, we use the platform we have. You know, plenty of people right now are sitting at home watching, you know, and trying to enjoy a game. But if we can get that message across as well, I think, you know, most importantly, we can get a few changes moving forward.
It is Anton Walks with his guys as he's down there kicking Orlando. You bring your video games? I mean, how's the food, man? What you got going on in the suite?
I'll be honest, the chef's done very well. I think I won't criticize him yet, but it's only been a week, so I'm sure, you know, he hopefully has a few tricks up his sleeve. But I definitely bought my PlayStation. That's one thing I don't think I could leave in Atlanta, so that's kept me good company so far.
Is there anybody on that team that can take on Franco Escobar? And because we see him bragging all the time about playing FIFA. Is there anybody who can stand up to him?
Well, I'm going to give him a run for his money soon.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, does anybody play Joseph on that game? Or does everybody play Messi? What do you do when you play FIFA?
It can never be decided over one game who's the best. I think it has to happen over, I think, I say probably three to five games, and then you can really see how dominant the other person is. But, you know, you'll switch it up. You'll play with multiple teams just to make sure you can find and get the upper hand.
You guys have any rules of, like, which teams you could use, or you can't use certain teams? Because I know that we used to have those rules when I was a kid.
We did when we was younger as well, when we were children, but now it's just personal. So,
yeah, in the old days, you couldn't be Real Madrid or you couldn't be Man when Sir Alex was there at Manchester. It's Anton Walks with us here, guys. We're talking about what you do when you're like in there and the mindset. So we asked Darren about this, and he's the boss. But I mean, everybody's attitude. I mean, I know we saw the Dallas situation in Nashville, and the way it was explained to us, Anton, is that, you know, the protocols were not followed, and that means technically that the bubble is working. Now you're going to lose some teams, but it's they're all there to keep you guys safe. So is there belief this still can work?
I believe it can. You know, I feel safe. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't. I think most players wouldn't if they didn't feel safe as well. And, you know, in amongst our team, the spirits are high right now. And from our perspective, we're focused on, you know, progressing day by day and getting through the games.
I know that you guys had a chance to see New York early on in the preseason, and it's a team that this squad and this staff is very familiar with. A lot of high-impact matches over the last couple of years. What do you expect out of the Red Bulls on Saturday?
They're going to be a team that want to get in our face. They'll try and capitalize on the big break we've had from games, because, you know, from watching the games, there's been times where, you know, the energy drops a little bit, and that's going to happen when, you know, you haven't played in a long time. And, you know, they will try and capitalize, but, you know, we've got a nice, young, strong team, and we're ready to go head-to-head.
Anton Walks is with us, guys, from down in the bubble in Orlando. It'll be Saturday night against the Red Bulls. How are you guys handling the heat? Last night, watching the Inter-Miami-Orlando match, it looked like it was just, I mean, guys are just sweating gravy out there.
It's true, the heat was crazy. Even when I was standing out there watching, I started sweating. To be fair, the breaks are going to be very important. I think they're very useful as well. So halfway through the half, you get to, you know, get a drink of water. And ultimately as well, it's useful for the tactical side of things as well. The coach can get a few more tips and advice. And so, yeah, little things like that, they're going to make a big difference when it comes to the late games, especially with like the temperature creeping up.
Yeah, and watching the first couple of games, Anton, we've noticed the fitness might not be where everybody is as far as, you know, match fitness. How do you guys go about simulating that in a game so that you are able to play a full 90?
It's just, you know, the style you choose to play. And I think, you know, if we can make them run around and make them tired while we've got possession of the ball and we're in their half, that's dangerous, you know. We don't want the ball near our goal, and we want the control, so we can dictate things like that, and hopefully, you know, we can get a goal or two, and then after that, we can find a way to kill the game off.
Anton Walks is with us, guys, as we're talking about Atlanta United, and Mike Conte and Jason Longshore will have the call. You can turn the mute on the TV, and you can do your thing. How weird is it not having crowd noise, or how weird do you think it'll be not having crowd noise? Does that matter with the communication?
I think communicate, especially for us in the bends, you know, is loud. It's electrifying. You know, it's going to be different not playing in front of the crowd, but in terms of communication amongst ourselves, I think we'll definitely be able to hear each other a lot more, and we can use it to our advantage, hopefully.
I know that you were able to play in the first couple of games, but your back line was severely depleted by injury. I know we didn't have Miles to start the season, and there were a couple other injuries. I know George had to play into some service also as well. How good do you feel about where you guys are health-wise in terms of having a full back line to employ this upcoming weekend and also throughout this tournament?
I think that's a great thing. I think, you know, the frustrating one these days is being gone, but defensively, I think we've got the depth now to control games and hopefully lock teams out, and that's the most important thing. If we get the shots and clean sheets, that's the main focus for all of us. It's something that we enjoy.
How's the family back home doing, by the way?
No, we're in contact pretty much all the time, and, you know, I know they miss me, so we'll see them soon. Hopefully.
Things getting things better over there?
Yeah, things are moving forward around the world, you know. It's kind of a frustrating one because cases are creeping up slowly all over the place, but, you know, safety first, and my family, they're following all the guidelines right now, and that's the main thing.
You need to tell some of your old teammates at Spurs to start scoring goals, man, because I can't take this watching 90 minutes of a scoreless draw between them and Bournemouth, man. Come on now.
I was watching too. It was pretty frustrating, but, you know, times will change soon.
Who was your team growing up, by the way?
Well, as soon as I joined Spurs, that became my team. Growing up, I was a Southeast London boy, so I focused mainly on my local teams, which were like Crystal Palace, Charlton. But soon over to Spurs, that's where it kind of got a bit serious.
Yeah, I feel bad, man. It just so happened the weekend that I was in London years ago, Chelsea was the only team that was in action. Everybody else was on the road, so I became a Chelsea fan. I didn't know. I'd probably be a Hammers fan. I'd probably be a Hammers fan.
We can't handle that, Anton. We can't handle that stuff.
No, that's shocking. Sorry.
Hey, man. I didn't know. But, again, once you're in, you're in for a penny, in for a pound, man. What can I tell you?
Man, I'm disappointed in you, but.
All right, I'll work on that.
It's Odd Walks. Hey, Pete, stay safe down in the bubble. Get us a win on Saturday.
Much appreciated, guys. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.